Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, the corona panic has already begun in Missouri as well. And toilet paper, you won't see as much toilet paper available, and you won't see as much in the area of paper towels either. Gwyneth, you mentioned on an email about Channel 9 in Australia. Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah. Channel 9 in Australia is a big national network. It was founded by a fellow called Kerry Packer back in the day. And he's passed on now, and his, you know, millennial son is, or, you know, Gen X son, rather, is holding the reins. But it's still a very good television network, and they've got a lot of important information on the coronavirus, including that, you know, store shelves are going empty here in Australia as well. And I went into Bendigo yesterday. I had a few really important things I needed to get, to do with survival and to do with the coronavirus and to do with some horse gear that needed replacing. It goes back to the thing of, you know, the thing that you talk about of a few key parts, and I had a few key parts of tech that I realized were near the end of their life, needed replacing. And I thought I'd better do it, because if I waited, then I might not be able to get them. But anyway, Channel 9 has been putting out some really, really important coronavirus information, and if anyone wants to know what's happening in Australia, they're probably the best source, and they have a YouTube channel. So if you go onto YouTube and you type in Channel 9 Australia, coronavirus, then you should get their latest coronavirus updates. And I'm really glad of that, because they're actually doing a better job than our national broadcaster, who should be doing this job. You know, that the ABC is just so full of lefty loons that they're not much good at all anymore, actually. You know, except for being politically correct, they seem to be quite good at that. But Channel 9 has been reporting that there's been empty store shelves in Melbourne, and I've had people on Facebook, I'm still on Facebook, and I've had people in, friends in Bendigo, who have been saying that there were empty store shelves in Bendigo. And I went into Bendigo yesterday, you know, to get these few things, and I went into a supermarket. Personally, I didn't see any empty store shelves, but I know why. Because I went in on a Wednesday, early on Wednesday morning, and I can tell you that they fill up their supermarket shelves on Tuesday night when the store is shut, okay? And they do that because a lot of people get their social security checks here on a Wednesday and on a Thursday. So they fill up the store shelves on the Tuesday for all the pensioners and unemployed people and people on disability benefits who go in to do their grocery shopping when their unemployment check or whatever comes in. And so, but I fully believe it, because I've seen photos that have been taken by friends of mine that they posted onto Facebook of the empty store shelves in Bendigo earlier on this week. And you know something? When that begins to happen, when you begin to see panic buying and grocery runs on grocery items, then you know that unless something changes really, really quickly for the better, that you are within a matter of weeks of riots in the streets and more or less systemic collapse. So if you look at what's happening in Wuhan, you can say that that's probably going to happen here within between 2 and 4 weeks, you know. And about 2 weeks ago, we were saying that within about 2 weeks, we'd be seeing empty store shelves. Isn't that right, Vincent?
That's absolutely right.
And
correct.
Isn't it right that I was saying about 2 or 3 weeks ago that in about a month's time from then, which is about 2 weeks from now, we would probably be seeing something like a systemic collapse unless things change pretty quickly for the better. Didn't I say something like that?
Yeah, and yes, and here's my take on this, class. So you've probably seen the news where Costco in New York, near New York City, there were lines and people were panic buying. And Sam's Club as well. That's made the news as well. And the way I look at this is people who have businesses typically buy in bulk. So if there is a, let's say a bagel shop. I met a guy at Sam's Club and he was buying, this was years ago, he was buying bags of high gluten flour. And he said that he had a bagel shop, and this is where he buys his flour. So that's just one little tiny speck of an example of the kinds of customers that Sam's Club and Costco have. People buy in bulk. Now, if you want to buy styrofoam cups for beverages, you know, you end up buying a large quantity, not 12, not 24, but hundreds at a time. And it's because of the business owners that shop there. Well, I believe the business owners are paying more attention than the GDP to what's happening. So if you see it first at Costco and Sam's, that would be, in my world, a leading indicator as to what is to follow by the GDP. And that is what Gwyneth is talking about. She's saying that the panic buying has already started, and it's going to be, the GDP is going to figure it out in a couple of weeks. And then when things are in short supply, the GDP is going to be angry about that. And that's when the fistfights occur. You know, think of it like Black Friday on steroids. That's how I see it. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I'd say that pretty well knocks it on the head. The other thing is, there's a quote by Winston Churchill. Now, not everybody likes Winston Churchill, but he was somebody, and he had a set of gonads. And he initially, when he was younger, he did a lot of stupid things. But as he grew older, he decided that he was going to, start doing some good things, like fighting Adolf Hitler, for example. He spent he first met Adolf Hitler in the 1920s. And he said, I really hope that I'm the Prime Minister and that man is the Chancellor of Germany, you know. And Hitler said, of that meeting, he said, well, I hope that that man is not the Prime Minister of Britain when I'm the Chancellor of Germany. And it turned out, of course, that they were both the premiers of their respective countries at the same time, and the rest, as they say, is history. But Winston Churchill had a quote. Okay, he had a lot of great quotes. Go and look up Winston Churchill quotes on your favorite search engine. One of them was, people with full bellies do not riot. And you could turn that quote and flip it on its head, and you could say, well, if people who have full bellies do not riot, what do people with empty bellies do, especially ones who lack self-control? Now, I've been homeless, I've been hungry, and guess what? I didn't riot, and I didn't go out and steal and break stuff because I've developed self-control, self-discipline. And so if we have a food shortage and, you know, I begin to get hungry, then I begin to figure out somewhere to get food, which is what you're supposed to do. So, you know, I might start getting creative and exploring what plants might be edible in our local area. And now I've found out what plants are edible in our local area, and I'm cultivating them. This is wild-type plants. But people don't do that. Most people don't do that. They would turn their noses up at that, and in response to their hunger, they get this energy and they get this panic setting in on the inside of them because they're hungry and they don't know what to do and this is new and they've never been hungry before. Oh, my gosh, what is going to happen? You know, so then they go out and they decide that they're going to break something or they're going to steal something or they're going to, you know, generally create havoc. Because if somebody is not used to being hungry, and if they get hungry and they've never been hungry before, the first instinctive reaction that that person is going to have is going to be panic. And that is what you're seeing with the panic buying, is you're beginning to say, oh, my gosh, the supply chain's breaking down. Oh, my gosh, what have I got? What haven't I got enough of in the house? Oh, I better buy some toilet paper. And I look at that and I shake my head and I laugh because that, why is that the first comfort that everybody thinks of? People think that toilet paper is a necessity. There wasn't even any such thing as toilet paper before World War II. Nobody had toilet paper before World War II because it simply was not invented. Did you know that, Vincent?
Well, that's what wash rags are for, right?
Oh, there are other solutions to...
Yeah, that's true. The Sears Roebuck catalog. The Sears Roebuck catalog. There was a newspaper, you know, it leaves, yes.
But, you know, this is it. That's the level of people's thoughts. They think, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to wipe my bottom with? You know, not thinking that, you know, just 70 years ago, nobody had toilet paper. People thought up other ways to do it, to wipe their bottoms. You know, the thing that absolutely gets me is what is not flying off the shelf. Okay? What is not flying off the shelf is things like Weet-Bix. I don't think I've seen. This is those wheat biscuits that we have in Australia. Bags of porridge, stock powder. I think that pasta has been flying out the door. People have the sense directly to pasta shelf.
Yeah, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I've got a couple comments, and I think we can round out this discussion with your comments in mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just want to take a moment to say thank you. And I've never met the man who I'm going to thank publicly on the air, but his name is Ted Anderson. And of all the supervisors, bosses that I've had in my entire life, one stands out because he has never said, do this or don't do that. Not one word toward that. Never. And the best bosses I've had just let me loose. No direction whatsoever. Has come from Ted Anderson. And I want to say thank you. And I absolutely mean this, because he is allowing me to say whatever I want to say. No rules, no regulation. The rules that we have here at USA Prepares are decency and honesty and no profanity. Those are my rules. And anyone who violates those gets thrown overboard. And But Ted Anderson has been very, very kind to me, extremely kind. He's allowed me to stay on this network for years, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, Ted Anderson. I wanted to add a couple dots to this discussion that Gwyneth and I are having. In 1986... in the United States, in the state of Pennsylvania, in the city of Philadelphia, there was a municipal workers' strike. The municipal workers happened to be people like the trash collectors. That's part of the municipal workers group. They walked off the job for 20 days. They walked off their job for 20 days. And there's a reason why I'm telling you this. It relates to the coronavirus and what could happen. When these workers walked off for 20 days, about 20,000 tons, 20,000 tons of trash piled up. It's an enormous, enormous amount of trash. Trash was piled up as high as people's heads along between the sidewalk and the street. You couldn't see people walking on the other side of the street. Even if there were no cars, you couldn't see because the trash was piled so high. It was rotting, it was stinking, and it was like a petri dish for disease. It literally happened. Now, here's my question. So as this coronavirus continues spreading, propagating, infecting, are the people who handle the trash going to say, I'm not going to work? Honey, I'm not going to go to work today because if I handle that trash, people are blowing their noses and they're coughing up blood and they're spitting and they put it in their trash bags and their bags rip and I don't want to get it from touching these bags or picking up the loose trash or handling the trash cans or whatever it may be. They may say, they're not going to do it. Now what? Now, for us here at the farm, and for Gwyneth, it's not a problem whatsoever. Because we'll just burn it. But it used to be that you could go to the store, and they had these brown bags. And you would put your cans and your bread and whatever else you bought, your jars, your bags, bottles, whatever it was that you bought from the store, you put it in the... in these brown bags, these supermarket bags. And you take them home. And then you fold up those bags. And you'd save them to put your trash in. And then you put those bags in the trash cans. And somebody would come pick it up. Well, if you had paper bags today, and if we didn't have so much plastic in the trash, you know, the plastic bags, the plastic jars, the plastic bottles, plastic caps, you could burn it. Well, what is going to happen with all these pieces of used Kleenex, paper towels, bodily fluids on paper products that are thrown out? What's going to happen to that? Do you think that the trash people are going to say, you know, I'm not going to touch it? And if they don't touch it, is it going to pile up? And if they don't touch it, who is? Who's going to pick it up? And where is it going to go? Because now it's really difficult to burn your trash. Because you will see black smoke, choking black smoke from the plastics, if you were to burn your trash. Think about that. What are you going to do about the trash if the trash pickup stops? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden celebrating a very Super Tuesday as the former VP won at least 9 states, including a surprise victory in the big delegate-rich state of Texas.
People are talking about a revolution. We started a movement. We've increased turnout. Yeah! The turnout turned out for us!
The Democratic race for the White House now seemingly narrowing to Biden and Bernie Sanders. Sanders winning three states on Super Tuesday. He's likely to win Maine as well and is leading in the biggest state of California. Italy is shutting down all of its schools and universities for 2 weeks in an attempt to contain the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. There have been about 80 deaths in that country, most located in the northern regions, and they've confirmed over 2,500 cases of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep your God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, class, at the top of the, at the bottom of the hour news, you just heard that Italy's going to close all its schools and universities for 2 weeks as the coronavirus death toll and panic, corona panic, continues. Italy is going to close all of its universities and schools. Now, for those who say, oh, it's no more dangerous than a common cold, including Rush Limbaugh and others, that's crazy. That's crazy. Do you really think that Italy would close all of its schools and universities for something as mild as the common cold? Do you really think so? Do you think airlines would shut down? Flights? Over 200,000 flights have been shut down because of the corona panic. It's real. And regardless of what the pundits say about who caused it and all of these conspiracy theories and conspiracy facts, regardless of what they say, that doesn't matter to you and me and our class. What matters is, what are you going to do about it? That's what matters. Now, pasta, you need it. Yep. If you're not buying pasta and spaghetti sauce in jars, you're not thinking. If you're not buying dried beans for bean soup, they sell it in bags with a seasoning packet. You know, mixed dried beans. You soak them in water. You wash them.
Yep.
Rinse them off. You soak them in water overnight. You cook them for hours. And then you might want to add a can of peeled tomatoes or diced tomatoes. And then you might want to add a hamburger that is browned and put in there. And then heat it for several more hours. Maybe cook it in a crock pot. You can feed 8 people for like $3 or $4. If you don't have that, you're not paying attention. That's the kind of thing that Gwyneth is talking about. And we farmers, this is the way we think. This is normal to us. Absolutely normal. This is the way we behave all the time, whether there's the corona panic or not. We expect things like this to happen. It could be grid down. It could be a drought. Doesn't matter what it is. We're ready for it because of our lifestyle. But so many people wouldn't consider living like this. It's too hard. It is too hard. And nobody's making us do it. That's just the way we are. That's the way we're wired. Dried beans in a bag, that soup, you can get it at the Chinese factory outlet while they still have them. And pasta. And worst case, you don't have to eat it. That's the worst case. And think about your pets too, okay? Are they going to need to eat? Gwyneth?
Yep, that's right. And, you know, if you have a motor vehicle, you're very, very fortunate. I can tell you what, I have a friend, I don't have a motor vehicle that works here, okay? I have a friend who helps me out with transport sometimes. And my friend is an older fellow, and, you know, he's a military veteran, and... you know, when we go driving out and about, we have a carcass scout. You know, we are actually, both of us, scouting on the side of the road for carcasses. And if he sees a carcass, he says, well, that's a good one. And I take note of where it is. And I will take my trike up there later, and I'll go and pick it up if it's within a few miles of home. By within a few miles, I mean within about 7 miles of home. Now, this is the sort of thing where people won't do that, especially if they don't have a car. They won't, you know, go out and get a vehicle that they can operate without fuel. Without gasoline, and you know, that has a basket that they can put freight in. And I've even considered getting some miniature horses and miniature carts. That might still be something I do in the future, but in the meantime, it's the trike. And you know, this is it. People say, "Oh, well, trikes are stupid looking. Trikes are very good. Trikes are great." And even though we live in a hilly area, you can push it up the hills and you can still carry quite a bit of freight in the basket, you know, including a road-killed animal. You can put a road-killed animal in the basket. And if somebody sees me and, you know, turns their nose up at what I'm doing, that's their problem, not mine. Because at the end of the day, my dogs will be fed. And even if it involves me doing a 14-mile round trip. I have been known to do 14-mile round trips to go and collect carcasses and feed my dogs. So, but people won't do that because they're all messed up in the head. They're worried about what people are going to think about them. They're thinking, oh, it smells, it's full of maggots, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? Your dog thinks that carcass smells absolutely wonderful. Your dog will love you for bringing home that maggoty, stinking carcass for it to get stuck into. Because out in nature, that's what dogs eat. And I've seen my dog, when I come home with a carcass, if they are out and about on the block and I'm coming up the drive with the carcass in the back of a trike, they are all over me. They're like teenagers with the Beatles. I have to shout at them to get them to get the heck out of there while I get up the driveway so that I can cut it up and serve it out to them. And, you know, because if I don't cut it up and give each dog its individual piece, if I just dump it out on the driveway, there's going to be fights because they're going to be fighting over the best bits. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, let me put an exclamation point on what you're saying. I used to design computer systems for lots of companies. I'm talking about dental offices. I'm talking about insurance companies. Lots and lots of companies, hospitals. And we had a customer that was in the animal rendering business. And I built the network for this particular company. I would say it's almost a national company. And they're in many, many states. Many states. They probably have 20 offices. Or 20 factories. And here's what they do. If a farmer has a chicken house, and let's say there are 5,000 chickens in the chicken house and the power fails, and the fans for circulation. Now, these chicken houses are 300, 450 feet long, 40 feet wide, and they're packed wall to wall with chickens. And if the fan in the summer stops blowing, or the fans stop blowing, these are huge fans, probably take two people to carry one fan. If the fans stop, the chickens overheat and die. Now what? Well, the farmers will call these companies, and they will come with trucks, and they will just take a front-end loader, and they'll pick up all these chickens and dump them in the truck, and then the truck will take them to the factory, and that's where they're rendered. So they're put in these pots, they're ground up, they're put in the meat grinder, feathers, beaks, legs, everything.
Everything.
And it's called rendering. Dead cows, no problem.
And let me guess, they're made into dog kibbles, what we call dog kibbles. That's those little biscuits that you feed to your dog. They come in big bags or little bags. Up to maybe 30 kilos if you've got a lot of dogs. You can get the bags maybe up to 20 or 30 kilos.
That's exactly right.
That's what happens to them, right?
That's exactly right. You are absolutely, yeah. Well, it's worse than that. But let me just share with you the rest of the story. Now, I know. It's not like I read this. I was there. I built the networks for this company. And so I was on site. And what they do is if the veterinarians have a bunch of dead animals, you know, they killed them, dogs and cats, they go there too. Horses.
Wow.
Horses die. You call up the company and they'll come with this truck and it's got a little crane. And it looks like it's a big vat on these large trucks. They've got a little crane and they hook the animal up to it and they winch the animal up over into this vat because there's no top on it. And they pick them up. So they pick up roadkill, they pick up deer, they pick up all kinds of dead animals. Cows, chickens, horses, cats, dogs, and they render them. And that means they grind them up and they cook them. And if you're wondering why dog food is dog food color, you know, brown, Think of it like, what color would meat and blood and gore and guts, what color would that be if it were ground up and cooked? That'd be the color of dog food. And what they would do is they would sell it. And so these big dog food companies, and I dare them to challenge me on this, I dare them to call and say, no, that's not what we do. Because that's what they do. I've seen it. I was there. So they grind this up and they make this, we'll call it protein. And they mix this protein from the rendering of ground up cooked animals, dead animals, with the corn and the wheat and whatever else they put in. And they call that protein. So if your dog food has 14% protein, that's because they add 14% of this slurry to the corn and the wheat and the rice and whatever else they extend it with. And if they want more protein, they add more of the slurry. And if they want 21% protein or 22 or 23 or 24, they add more. So now from a good steward of the earth perspective, that's great. Okay, we're reusing these dead animals. But do you really want euthanized animals that have cancer and other diseases cooked and ground up?
Vincent, it's worse than that. Because I'll tell you how they euthanize these animals. Because many years ago when I was living in Geraldton, I had a dog. He was an old greyhound. He was 12 years old. He'd lost his teeth and he was losing weight. And I said, okay, time for the one-way trip to the vets. And I had had him for about 5 years, since he was 7, when he retired from racing. And I put him down at the vets, and the vet said, oh, you might not want to be here. And I said, I want to be here. He's my friend. And, you know, they inject them with ketamine. So those euthanized animals are going to be full of ketamine. And I'll tell you what, we took him home. I did not allow them to take him. I said, I want to take him home. I want to bury him at home. And I took him home and I buried him at home. And that place that I buried him, nothing grew there for several years afterwards.
Hold that thought. Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and Glenn in Michigan, thank you so much for being patient.
Hey, Vincent, Gwyneth, I just discovered your show about a month ago. And, man, I thought you and I were ideological twins. You know, I can't believe that somebody has common sense anymore, you know. And, I've been,
it's rare.
You know, all your viewpoints that you share, I've been living these practices for probably 20 years, you know. I, you know, what's going on with Trump right now, for example, I play in a band and I quarantined my place 2 weeks ago, right? My band members thought I was crazy. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Glenn, I've received calls here at the farm, and people say, "Hey, I'm looking forward to coming over." And I've said, my response is really simple. Well, the gate's locked, or you know, maybe when we unlock the gate,
or maybe if we unlock the gate, don't knock on my door. I'll let you know once you know, things pan out. But, yeah, it's truly unbelievable. I mean, I have stored up on food and everything that you talked about years and years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. And the worst situation is exactly what you explained. You can eat it.
Well, Glenn, let me ask you
that. But not only that, you're saving money, you know?
Right, right. I bought a spare freezer for $75. It's a chest freezer, 18 cubic feet, for $75. And I believe that it worked. It's a top quality. It's 33 years old, top quality. And I'm delighted with it. It's a spare in case, you know, a freezer breaks down. I'm not willing to, you know, $75 is important to me. But more important than that is survival. So that's what we did. Glenn, let me ask you this. I've asked this question to everyone who has found my phone number and called me here at the farm. What can we do to do a better job? What can we do to do a better job on USA Prepares on the Air? What do you recommend?
I don't think you should change a single thing because my perception is this, is that I've tried so hard over the years to explain these things to people. People don't listen. You're doing a wonderful job at what you're doing. You cannot convert people that do not want to be converted. It's simple. There's nothing else you can do. Your show is one of the most informative shows I've heard in probably 15 to 20 years. And I'm not trying to stand a boy. I'm just giving you reality. You do a wonderful job. You're so informative. You know, and I have a lot of the same, like I told you, I thought we were ideological twins. And I share with the my sphere of reference this information to people I've known for a long time. They think I'm nuts.
That's why I said early in the broadcast that I am a total failure in terms of getting people to pay attention and to prepare for their own survival. Doesn't benefit me at all.
It's not your fault, Ben. We have a, I don't know what we have, but it's not good in this country. We have a really, a GDP, as you call them. And it's, I think it's beyond fixing.
I have to agree with you.
I think something's going to pan out, and you have to clear out the parasite. That's all there is to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll start with the alleged representatives. Glenn, do you have any comments about what Glenn just said?
Yeah, I would say that's true, what he's just said, because, you know, like I said, I talk to people, and they just look at me like I come from another planet or something.
Yes.
And I say, well, the reason why I think the way I do is because I, I've been studying this for a while. But I got a university degree from an Ivy League university where I studied, which was the University of Melbourne, where I studied environmental science and geography. I learned history in the course of my degree. I learned about pandemics in the course of my degree. I learned about epidemiology and virology and global politics and the way things really operate and how this beast system operates from the inside, because that's where the employees of the beast system get trained, and those employees were my classmates. Because, you know, that's one of the universities that trains them. Worldwide, people from the University of Melbourne who go on to have careers, they go on and work at places like the World Health Organization, you know? Yes. You've got the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute there, which is their specialist area is virology. The World Renowned Virology Institute.
Vincent, keep taking my call, and don't stop doing what you're doing. There are people that do benefit from it.
Thank you so much, Glenn.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.